Namaste. My name is Will Zimmer. I'm an international meditation master. Tula, I want to speak. What is destiny? And that is really crucial for many things to know. Sometimes everything is easy, it comes just to us, we are in the flow, we attract the things, and boom, we are there. And other times, we struggle so hard and we can't see the light, and then we see the light, we are there. And in worst time, we're working and making everything, and we never achieve what we want. That looks like destiny. Still, we have overcome our biggest struggle when we had been in the birth channel, took birth. That was our biggest struggle because we wanted to see the world. And we could not avoid that. Destiny. So our ego, we are struggling so hard, and also through our negativity, that we see the thing wrong. For what? And even worse, we attract through our negativity mostly of all of our struggles. What is, if we sort them out, life would be easier. After 80-20 rule, 80% of our problems unnecessary. Just look what is really important and let the other things go. Then we have only 20% of our problems. And even we fail for our most important task, then we have still saved 80% of our problems because we have sorted them out. And then we wanted to become that billionaire, that star, that expert. And we're frustrated that we never could reach that. Maybe we didn't have the abilities. Or we didn't have the determinations. Or maybe it was destiny. Or we didn't have the connections, the resources. So what? Maybe it was not in the plan of God. So, Dr. Patrick Leo, co-founder of Sussex Resources, billionaire, and he coming from a very poor family, said, we should check first if this is really our mission to get there. And if this is not in God's plans, we never have this chance. And this is somehow destiny. We cannot reach everything. So I have lived 10 years in India. I've seen, I would not say the worst slums, also in Nepal, but hard. Do you think that anybody can imagine or can become a billionaire there or star or something like this one? Never. Still, some can achieve that. So, what to do? How to decide if we should go for it and do everything or say, for what? I assume that we go every night in the bed and sleep. And before we go in the bed, we just ask God or ourselves how we should decide. If we wanted to make it much better, we get a hypnosis MP3. How to decide. In this MP3, there's all the time this question, how we should decide in this case. And through hypnosis, it's up to 100 times stronger than we ask ourselves just before going to bed. This means we hear the MP3 when we go and the bed and sleep with the MP3. And in the morning, we know how to decide. And the best is we practice is with unimportant things until we trust this method. And so we win always. Even we lose. We make one more experience and getting stronger. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about that, and bye.